Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sal Ravenna Woods brought to you by Smart Investing. These are difficult times for investors. You buy stocks, sell stocks, put everything in cash. Brent Wilsey has been in the financial field for over 40 years. He's seen it all. Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan for financial information you can use. Do you see that? Anyone? We didn't talk about it yesterday or Monday. Did anyone see the fight over the weekend?
I saw the knockout on Twitter.
Canelo Alvarez.
Man, I was so pissed. I forgot that it was on.
DAZN.
And when we had Brian Kenny on a few weeks ago, the first time we had him on, he really fired me up. And I got the DAZN thing, and I watched the fight, and it was awesome. It was really well done, and it was cool. And then Canelo fought again. And I guess I don't follow, and we don't talk enough boxing. I don't follow it closely enough, and I like it a lot. I really do. I loved watching that first fight. I missed this one.
One thing that I've always wanted to do with the show, and this used to be very common, obviously, in COVID. It's not, but, you know, they take morning shows and go to Vegas for fight weekend, and you broadcast live, you know, Friday morning, and get all the guests coming in, the trainers.
It would be amazing.
It would be really fun. But that fight wasn't in Vegas. It was in Miami. Which has it's a different vibe. Now, I've never been to Miami. You've been to Miami?
I went one time. I have a friend that lives there. He's a record producer. He's a drummer in a rock and roll band. And you can only imagine the activities.
I'm imagining.
Good God. That was a weekend for
Young
sure.
Woods in Miami.
Dude.
Sounds somewhat dangerous.
It was very dangerous.
And you made it out alive.
I made it out alive. But I don't remember that we interviewed Arsenio Hall. So it's probably weekends like that that did it to me. But it was, you know, look, Miami was really fun for a weekend. I don't think I could ever live there. Very humid. But cool, like Art Deco-y, and like, it's a cool, everyone's kind of dressed to the nines and but it's...
Good club scene.
Yeah, but like, I don't own white pants. So I didn't fit in at all. I also don't own white sunglasses. So... Or a white watch. So I was really out of the loop.
Otherwise, you're Pitbull.
I was in jeans there. I was like, oh my God. Like, I felt like a scrub. But everyone there is just dolled out, ripped, tan. Like, it's a scene there, for sure. I don't know that you would enjoy Miami. I don't think I would enjoy Miami. The three of us in Miami would look like the Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like my kind of vibe.
No. The food's really good. I ate at a place called Joe's.
Joe's Stone Crab. I've heard of it. I've always wanted to try it.
It's worth the cross-country flight. And to weed your way through the Axe body spray douchers there, it's worth it for that meal and that meal alone. It was really fantastic.
Now, apparently, Deshaun Watson was at the fight, fueling speculation that he's like, wants to go to the Dolphins. Maybe he just wanted to go to the fight.
Maybe he just wanted to go see a fight.
Go see the fight.
Because that's really fun.
But, you know, that's one of the things that was reportedly happening that weekend.
Deshaun Watson plays here.
So does Mackenzie Gore. He's going to be with us at 7 o'clock. You didn't remember we interviewed Mackenzie Gore last year on our trip to spring training either.
I remembered we
interviewed... Definitely some Swiss cheese gaps in your memory.
I remembered we interviewed him on the phone a couple of years ago.
I was not there the day we interviewed him on the phone. I was very much there at spring training when we talked to him in person, face to face. That day I was not there when he said that on our show.
I'm so sorry.
Back in another station. He will pitch tomorrow for the Padres, but it wasn't just Tatis in the Grand Slam yesterday against the Arizona Diamondbacks. A couple of other interesting happenings. We'll get to that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So Fernando Tatis Jr. got all the headlines with the Grand Slam yesterday, but we did see a couple of other interesting moments in the game. Manny Machado made a phenomenal pick at third base.
As he always
does. Always smooth. Will Myers continues to drive the ball well. And C.J. Abrams got his first hit in the Cactus League, and he put it right into the gap in right field, made good contact, kind of a one-hopper to the wall. I don't know that I've ever seen someone get to third base more quickly and easier than C.J. Abrams did. I mean, it wasn't triples usually. You know, you're sliding in. There's always, almost always, some sort of play because it's hard to get from home to third. There was no hope of them even thinking about having a play at third.
It's electric. I mean, absolutely electric is the only way to describe that young man and his blazing speed. We retweeted it yesterday from Ben and Woods. You'll have to, if you have a Twitter account, go to at Ben and Woods. Give us a follow, and then you can see that video of him. It's a fan video. They were at the game. It's unbelievable, Ben. And this kid continues, you know, I know it was just his first hit, but he's made some really spectacular defensive plays. Seems to be a guy they really want to get a nice, long look at. And the future of the San Diego Padres. We're going to be talking to one of them in 17 minutes. The other one, don't know when we're going to get a chance to talk to, 20-year-old C.J. Abrams. But, oh, my God, does this kid look special.
C.J. Abrams also poses a problem for the Padres. It's a good problem, but it's still an issue that's going to have to be sorted out. And it's the fact that he is a shortstop, and you just signed a shortstop for the next 14 years. C.J. Abrams can't wait 14 years until it's his turn to finally take over as shortstop for the Padres. He'll be 34 at that point.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen. So there's only, assuming, you know, that C.J. Abrams continues to progress, and it looks like he will and is going to be a big leaguer, not this year, but, you know, potentially as soon as 2022, Woods. 2023 probably at the latest. This guy's going to be knocking down the door to the big leagues. You're going to have to make a decision. You either can move positions for C.J. Abrams, put him somewhere else on the diamond. You can have your shortstop now move positions so C.J. Abrams can play shortstop. And, yes, that would mean Fernando Tatis Jr. learning another position. Usually you don't make your $340 million player learn a new position, but that's, I guess, an option. Or you trade C.J. Abrams for something else that you need, whether it's a pitcher or somewhere else on the diamond. Those are really, one of those three things is going to have to happen probably in these next 2 years, Woods. Do you have an idea of what it's going to be?
Well, I don't like what you said, the second and third options. I like the first option.
Let's
find a spot where we can start getting you lots of ABs and lots of reps. Because it's not going to be at shortstop.
I
would imagine.
You're young.
You're 20.
You can adjust. This is the minor leagues are the perfect place to do it. I tend to agree with you. Someone who does not necessarily agree with us, though, is the manager of the San Diego Padres, Jace Tingler, who was asked yesterday about C.J. Abrams.
We think he's a shortstop, and so the development of that, I think what we believe is, you know, by having a lot of shortstops, we believe shortstops can play other positions. But the primary focus is going to be shortstop. He is going to move around to other spots, and that's because we think it's great for just the overall baseball knowledge. We think he's got real athletic ability to help us out in different situations, and it's good to grow and develop, you know, doing different things. The primary again is going to be at shortstop, but we are going to ask him to do some other things, and we're going to practice getting uncomfortable and play a position that maybe he hadn't played before, and that's just part of the natural just growth of a young player.
So, Jace, are you saying shortstop?
A lot.
Do you think shortstop?
Does it serve C.J. Abrams really any more good to continue to play shortstop? Jace Tingler obviously thinks it does.
Yeah.
That playing shortstop is a better preparation for Major League Baseball, even at a different position, because it's such a key place on the diamond.
I think I've never heard it described that way, and I do think that makes a lot of sense now that he says it that
shortstop.
Way. Thank you, Jay.
The way that the best
second base
shortstop
got it.
The best player in high school football is usually the quarterback.
Yeah.
But then in college, he may end up being
a receiver,
a safety, like John Lynch Jr. Yeah, it'd be a safety or a receiver or a lot, you know, do something else. But because he was quarterback, he knows all the offenses, the defenses, everything. He has that knowledge of football that serves him well in the future.
It's just funny. Like, if you think about some of the things the Padres have tried to do over the last few years. You know, you got Will Myers, you signed him to be the face of the franchise, pretty big, you know, contract at the time, certainly for this team. And I mean, Will's played like 9 different positions, you know, and they're like, we're not going to move this kid. Okay,
hey, Will, you're the backup catcher today.
This kid is a shortstop. And it's like, oh,
shortstop.
Okay. So, I mean, look, it's fine. I mean, it that tells me he's not making the club anytime soon, you know, and they need a shortstop in whatever division he's going to go to. He'll be the shortstop there. But I bet you he will not be the shortstop of the San Diego Padres anytime
shortstop.
Soon.
Shortstop.
Right.
Speaking of Will Myers, it's been quite a year. Go back 1 year from this date and how we perceived Will Myers and basically as an albatross for the San Diego Padres. Untradeable. Who knows whether he's going to be able to contribute on the field. We were worried about him moving into the outfield. Like, I don't know, does Will keep his head in the game? Is that going to work out in right field? He was always best at first base, Woods. That's when he played best offensively. Is he going to suffer offensively because he's out there, doesn't have anyone to chat with? It's hard to believe how far Will Myers has come in the last 12 months. His name wasn't, at least publicly, brought up even once in trade talks this offseason. I never heard it. Did you ever hear
no,
it?
No, I never heard it.
Never
only
heard it
from
once.
You. That's you're the only person I heard
didn't
it from.
Remember. I am now a huge
right.
Will Myers fan.
Yeah, that's right.
I believe the date was like September 5th when I just changed my tune.
Set
I go,
him
okay.
Out.
All right. He has proven himself to me. You know, I was skeptical. I kept waiting for the slump to come. It never
Will
came.
Will Myers is a loser.
Which is the like proving themselves to you and our show is really the ultimate for those guys. Once they kind of get to that point, you know, then they know that they've made it and they're safe. But I'm with you, Benny. I thought the same. I really did. I thought, man, you know, this was probably a mistake. And there's a lot of people out there, man, that have stayed on the Will Myers train. I was more of an early adopter getting back on than you were, but still back on. And I'm excited to see what he can do because he looks re-energized. He looks refreshed. It's pretty clear the last management situation was not right for him, didn't work, and it happens. It doesn't mean he's not a pro. It just means it just didn't work. It happens all the time.
I don't know whether having an off season of that comfort is actually going to maybe even help him more. Like, doesn't have to worry about the position. It's settled. You know, spot in the lineup. He knows it's his
yep.
to hold on to. So I just thought it was interesting thinking back 12 months where we were with Will Myers then and now.
Yeah, he's going to be an integral piece as he was last year. He was so good last year.
All right, Paulie reminded me, since we have Mackenzie Gore coming up, let's play a little early take on Woods. We need a contestant, 833-288-0973. So call now. We're going to need to start here in the next few couple of minutes. If you call in and beat Woods, qualify for our grand prize getaway to Las Vegas. You'll be in our March drawing of a getaway to the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Dinner for two at the world-famous Benihana. Dinner for two at Fresco Italiano. Voted number one Italian restaurant on TripAdvisor. 833-288-0973. All you have to do is beat Woods in our daily game of musical trivia. So call now, and we will start momentarily with Take on Woods.
I'm ready.
Take on
Woods.
Take on me.
Woods.
Take on me.
All right, I see the calls coming in. Let's pick someone. This is 97.3 The Fan. You're on the air. Is this Alejandro?
Yes, it is.
All right, Alejandro, you're our contestant. Woods has already left the room. So we're going to get started. You're going to have 1 minute to answer 5 questions of musical trivia. If you want to pass and come back to any of them, you can do so if we have time at the end. And if you can beat Woods or get all 5 right, that's our new rule, you'll be entered into our grand prize drawing. You ready to go, Alejandro?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, Paulie, 1 minute on the clock. Your time starts when I finish asking the first question. Here we go. Which band was portrayed in a 2000 Saturday Night Live skit featuring Christopher Walken asking for more cowbell? Who replaced David Lee Roth as lead singer for Van Halen in 1985?
Sammy Hagar.
On which San Fernando Valley street do the vampires move west on in Tom Petty's classic Free Fallin'?
Pass.
What English band's 1996 song, Ready to Go, often gets played in American stadiums and arenas?
Pass.
Buddy Holly's band in the 1950s was named after what type of insects?
Pass.
On which San Fernando Valley street do the vampires move west on in Tom Petty's classic Free Fallin'?
Ventura Boulevard.
What English band's 1996 song, Ready to Go, often gets played in American stadiums and arenas?
Ready to Go. Pass.
Buddy Holly's band in the 1950s was named after what type of insects?
10 seconds.
The flies.
All right. What English band's 1996 song, Ready to Go, often gets played in American stadiums and arenas? All right, time is up. You have three, which is great. You got Blue Oyster Cult, Sammy Hagar, Ventura Boulevard, Republica, which I think is going to be tough for Woods, was the English band for Ready to Go, and Buddy Holly and the Crickets. But Woodsy, come on back in. Alejandro, stay on hold there. Woodsy will get the same five questions. He did not hear them. He was off in his isolated soundproof booth. Get the same 60 seconds. Woodsy, feel free to pass if you want to think anything over.
Yep.
If we have time, we'll come back. Paulie, 60 seconds on the clock. Woods, your time begins when I finish asking the first question. Which band was portrayed in a 2000 Saturday Night Live skit featuring Christopher Walken asking for more cowbell?
Blue Oyster Cult.
Who replaced David Lee Roth as lead singer for Van Halen in 1985?
Sammy Hagar.
On which San Fernando Valley street do the vampires move west on in Tom Petty's classic Free Fallin'?
Ventura Boulevard.
Which English band's 1996 song, Ready to Go, often gets played in American stadiums and arenas?
Pass.
Buddy Holly's band in the 1950s was named after what type of insect?
The Crickets.
What English band's 1996 song, Ready to Go, often gets played in American stadiums and arenas?
Literally no idea.
No
ready
idea
to
on
go,
that one.
Ready to go, ready to go, ready to go.
Ready to go.
No idea. Pass.
It's Republica. You got four right, and you beat Alejandro, who got three. I thought he had a real chance. Alejandro, great effort today.
Yeah, not quite
the
good
crickets
enough, but good
was
job.
The only one that you got that he didn't get.
Who was the band? Republica?
Republica is the name of the band. I know the song. I didn't know if anyone knew who the artist was. I always like to make one really tough.
That was
so
very tough.
Give everyone a chance to win it all. Whew. But Alejandro, great effort today. But Woods,
it's
you're
hot.
Still the
it's
champion.
White
you are
hot
on
right now.
Fire.
White hot.
It's been a long time.
It
since
has.
You lost once to Tier 1 B. George.
Yes.
And that's
early,
been
early
it.
Early on, and then it's just been all Woods ever since.
Woods, 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 Woods.
Yeah, it feels good right now.
Yeah.
I'm locked
you,
in.
You were locked into Blue Oyster Cult and Sammy Hagar.
Oh, yeah.
No problem
that's
with
my,
those.
That's my, you're right in my
head. As soon as I saw those, I was like.
Yeah, no, this is a no-brainer.
You thought for a second on Ventura Boulevard.
Yep. I had to play it. Yeah, I know all the words.
The lyrics.
Yeah, but I had to play it through.
He got that one on pass. He came back and.
Yep.
And got that one, but he could not come with Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Ah, poor guy.
That was the only difference poor in a guy. Great, great game today.
Someday I may lose.
A take on Woods. Someday.
Some point.
Not today.
Not today. Today's not that day.
We'll play a little real or fake later. It's a little easier way to qualify for that grand prize yep. coming up in our 8 o'clock hour. Up next, though, we're going to chat with Mackenzie Gore. Young pitcher, still top prospect for the San Diego Padres. Kind of had a loss 2020 at the alternate training site. We'll talk to him about that, how he feels here in spring training. So far, the reports have been outstanding on Mackenzie Gore. Really outstanding. And just see how he kind of feels.
Can't
in
wait.
In spring, you know? It's trying to make a big club, Woods. I know that they say he's probably going to start in the minors, but.
Make them think.
You can make them change their mind. They do that around these parts with the San Diego Padres. That is coming up next. Half the show still to go. Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.